everybody, very exciting to be back on your airwaves after taking just a mini break. So last Friday we were not on radio because everybody at Cliff Central decided to take a holiday, an early holiday rather, on Friday to spend some time with their loved ones because it was Easter Friday. So we also did not have a show, but it's very exciting that the Gilmore Tea Vibe is back here on Cliff Central. And please tell your friends, your grannies, your blessers, and all those that you do not like and like that we are back on the cliffcentral.com, and it's every Friday at 1 p.m. So this is the show that you just listen to when you want to know what's happening in Zimbabwe, because the voice from the show is 100% Zimbabwean and the opinions are 100% Zimbabwean and they are by and from Zimbabweans. So I hope everybody had a restful weekend because it was quite a long one, you know. We took Friday off at Cliff Central here and we rested on Saturday and Sunday, and I personally went to a wedding on Monday, on Easter Monday. A colleague of mine was getting married, and long live to Kelvin and Edith Robson. All the best with your marriage, and to everybody else who got married this past weekend during Easter, all the best. And please make sure that you keep the communication going in the marriage, because a lot of people are just divorcing, some marriages are not working because of lack of communication and a lot of sidekicks and all those things. So hey, all the best to everybody else who got married at this past weekend during Easter. So yeah, I've been just going through a lot of social media, and mixed emotions have been flying around on social media with the passing of Winnie Mandela. May her soul rest in peace. So for those that don't know who Winnie Mandela is, she's ex-wife to former South African President Nelson Mandela, who's also the late Nelson Mandela. So there's a lot of different views and comments that are flying and making rounds on social media about her legacy in court, and others have called her mother of the nation, while others have called her a murderer and a gangster. Apparently she was involved in a whole lot of, you know, corrupt things, just like many of our African politicians. So, you know, more on this about Winnie Mandela can be found on social media by just following the hashtag Winnie Mandela. But otherwise, from the Gilmore Tea Vibe team to her family and colleagues and those that loved her or still love her, may her soul rest in peace, and may you mourn her in peace and also remember her legacy and all the good things that she did for South Africa and the rest of the African continent and the globe at large, because people like Naomi Campbell were also sending their you know, their condolences, and Viola Davis from How to Get Away with Murder, and a whole lot of other celebrities were sending their love to the family. So what did you do this past weekend? I'd love to know what you guys did. Please get a hold of me on all social media platforms. On Twitter, I'm at Gilmore TWE, and also you can follow the station at cliffcentral.com, and make sure you use the hashtag GTWE Vibe. Would love to hear from you, and also would love for you to hear what's happening in Zimbabwe. So every Friday at 1 p.m. make sure you tune in to Cliff Central, and the website is www.cliffcentral.com, and this is the Gilmore Tea Vibe. So let's talk Zim. I'm very much excited to be having a conversation later on with His Honorable, the Mayor of the City of Bulawayo, Martin Moyo. And of course, our very own Tswarelo is back, and he's going to be joining me as we have this conversation with the Mayor. He tried to divorce, you know, the show, but hey, he came back, and I'm very excited about that. So today on the show, His Honorable, the Mayor of the City of Bulawayo, Martin Moyo, joins us on the Gilmore Tea Vibe. So together, we are going to explore on how best we can brand our cities and resources here in Zimbabwe, and if that is something that has been explored, that's how have we done so, or if it's something that is yet to be explored, why haven't we explored these avenues? So we're going to talk about the arts, culture, and the city of Bulawayo, because the mayor obviously is the mayor of the city of Bulawayo, so he will speak more about the city of Bulawayo, the arts and culture, and also share a little bit about Zimbabwe as a country. So with so many artists, sports personalities, personnels and influencers frequently traveling across the borders, how has our local authorities taken advantage of that in making sure that these individuals become the voice of their cities and country as a whole? So authorities in many countries often want to make use of the arts in nation building to foster cohesion and an understanding of certain values and principles that embody a country's perceived identity. Because the arts often hold up a mirror to society and reflect narratives and stories that resonate with citizens, and it is rather an ideal way to reach the community. So the Honorable Mayor of the City of Bulawayo is joining me here on the Gilmore T Vibe. It's been such a long wait because we submitted the request to talk to him and to have this conversation with him about 2 weeks back, but what I'm glad is that they responded positively because he was traveling during that 2 weeks. So it's not actually hard to get an attention, or rather to get the attention of an individual in such a position as the mayor or the president. I hope I'm going to have the president one of these days on the Gilmore T Vibe. So yeah, so he's going to share a little bit about his knowledge on the arts and culture and the city of Bulawayo and what they have done in terms of branding our culture and also carry Bulawayo, the brand Bulawayo, across the globe, and also use those individuals that are in the sports, in the arts, and those that are influential to make sure that they carry the brand Bulawayo on their shoulder. More on the Gilmore T Vibe. Please don't go anywhere. I'll be joined by the mayor of Bulawayo, Martin Moyo, and Swarelo Motobe right here and right now. All right, welcome to the Gilmore T Vibe here on Click Central. So remember, every Friday at 1 p.m., we have a conversation that is centered on what's happening in Zimbabwe, as this is the show that you listen to when you want to hear and know what's going on in Zimbabwe. So today on the show, His Honorable, the Mayor of the City of Bulawayo, Martin Moyo, joins us on the Gilmore T Vibe. So together, we're going to explore on how best we can brand our cities and resources in Bulawayo and in Zimbabwe as a whole, and if that is something that the city has already explored, and if not, why have we not explored that? So he's going to bring a better understanding on this issue, and we are going to hear more on what we are doing as the city of Bulawayo in making sure that artists from the city and sportspersons from the city and individuals basically that are doing well and constantly traveling across the globe are carrying our brand across the globe. And of course, I have Swarelo joining me, and he's back. He tried to divorce the show a few weeks back, but he's back now on the show. Honorable Mayor, thank you very much for having us in your office and in your space and to be able to talk about this.
You are very welcome.
Thank you, thank you. I have one question. So with regards to the arts and the vital role they can play in branding the city, why hasn't the city of Bulawayo been utilizing this creative resource fully in making sure that we're able to benefit from it?
I am surprised that you are alleging that we have not been exploiting this resource, because I think that is an assumption.
Okay.
That we are not exploiting the arts. We actually are. In all our functions, let's say our ceremonial functions and other functions, we have tried to promote the youths of Bulawayo so that they can showcase themselves to many audiences that come to hear us where we have, say, our meetings and conferences and so on. Now, as a city, we are appreciative of the central role culture plays in the economic revival of the city. We were once renowned as the industrial hub of Zimbabwe, but that is something that we really reminisce about. It's no longer as much, and we think that there is an opportunity for us to get that revival through the arts and culture, because what that does is it draws interest into the country, Zimbabwe, and Bulawayo in particular, where things are happening, from tourists all over the world who come here on a visit. They look around and they enjoy the experience of coming here, and they may want to come back again. And who knows, the next time they come, they are actually establishing businesses in the second year. Mm-hmm. All that has happened because of the arts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you touched on the industrial hub. We once used to be called the industrial hub and of Zimbabwe, but unfortunately that's not the case anymore. But we are now called the capital of culture. So besides the activities that are done by the city of Bulawayo or promoting local artists locally, what effort have we done to promoting those same things outside Zimbabwe?
We are not just now the capital of culture. We have always been the capital of culture.
Mm.
Most renowned artists in Zimbabwe will always have a link with Bulawayo. At least their roots always begin here in Bulawayo. We are doing all in our power to promote the arts and culture. For instance, as a municipality, we have a department that looks, we call it the Community Services Department. These are the issues that that department deals with. And we have youth centers. Mostly, these are really to harness the interests and also the talents of the youth. You know of some world-renowned groups that have emerged from Bulawayo in recent years. IYASA is a good example. There are others. And so we are always in the forefront trying to promote this. Because as I said right from the onset, life is not complete without entertainment. And you need that entertainment from the artists. It can't just be work. There must be work and entertainment. And for others, that provision of entertainment becomes employment.
Mm.
And so we really are circumspect when it comes to these things. We try to look all around and get a holistic view of how to manage our city so that it is absolutely inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. I was reading somewhere, and I read, I'm not sure how correct this is, that Ndumbane is where Ms. Ligazi also was buried. And then you coming from an educational background, I've always felt that in Zimbabwe is only a lot of people are not educated about some of these important things. And so is there a sort of plan by the city to also, you know, put in place some of these as heritage sites where, you know, they can be some information, because we've got quite a number of heritage sites which are amazing, I like to say, in Bulawayo. But will there be an effort as we move forward to see more of these?
Indeed, Mzilikazi's grave is at a place called Ndumbane.
All right, okay.
But that place is not at Ndumbane.
Okay.
That place,
yes,
is not. I think it's a place in the somewhere as you go to the Matopos.
The Matopos, right, yes.
That's where the grave is.
Okay.
And actually, there have been efforts to make this site, mm-hmm, to keep this site, and also to amplify its ambience,
mm-hmm,
so that people can go there, mm-hmm, and revere King Mzilikazi and his final resting place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's something of historical significance, and it is something that we would like to be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was talking to, he's from the museums, I forget his name.
All right.
He's from the museums and monuments.
Monuments, yes.
And we were actually talking about the preservation and, you know, titivation, mm-hmm, of the site, mm-hmm, where Mzilikazi is buried, so that it can also become one of the tourist places that one comes to visit when they come to Bulawayo. And there are other places, you know, because culture is also about history, right? Mm-hmm. The things that we used to do in the past are, when we perpetuate those things, they become a culture, right? So what we did in the past, the complaint these days will be that we have lost our cultural identity, mm-hmm. because we have adopted the Western way of the Western style of living. Mm-hmm. But there is still that, actually that statement, we have lost our cultural identity, mm-hmm. is a cry to preserve our cultural identity. There are certain things that we must do as Africans. Probably the way that they were always done traditionally. Yes, I think we can still be Christian and traditional, because I do not see any conflict there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have a follow-up question. You touched on education.
Yes.
What measures are we taking as a city of Lae to educating our community in terms of not just going to school and opening the book, but educating our community about the things that we have in the city and the country as a whole?
Well, there are so many efforts from the city itself, in terms of management, the municipality, mm-hmm. and also from individuals within the city, right? For instance, there is a cultural tour, right? This is the city council in conjunction with the AMACOSI, where we have said, let's identify together those places of interest, which at least produce our history, mm-hmm. and also our culture, mm-hmm. right? So that we can package them. When someone comes here, right, what is there to show of Lae? We can drive around, this is this, and that is that. For instance, with the cenotaph at the post office, with the hanging tree around the exchange buildings. We have the just outside the city, the Kami ruins, which was one of the regional capitals of the Mambo dynasty. Mm-hmm. We have the rock paintings in the Matopos. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these are things that we need to package, document, and then give an opportunity for others to appreciate, mm-hmm. right? And we are doing quite a lot of work in that respect. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Do you have a follow-up question?
No follow-up.
One of the questions that I put was, what can we do at the community level to help brand the city in the manner that is in line with the city's objectives?
Culture resides in communities. Mm-hmm. That's where the people are, right? Culture is about life, mm-hmm. how we live, our lifestyle, what we eat, the songs we sing, the dances we make, the rituals that we perform at certain events, at funerals, at weddings, and so on. That is all what it is about. And when people come, and you say, I have been to Zimbabwe, you want to be able to say, what do you know about the people of Zimbabwe? The people of Zimbabwe, like Amas. When I went to Zimbabwe, I had Isichwala Lamas. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed Umdaba. I found them doing Imbube dance or Ingus. I mean, this comes from the community. And when a tourist come, this is the experience that they want to get off Zimbabwe. It cannot be enough to go and house them at Holiday Inn because they have better hotels from where they come from.
Yeah.
But show them that which really is representative of the way that we as Zimbabweans live. So in the communities, we try to amplify this quality of life so that if we enjoyed it ourselves, then it must also be good for others to enjoy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I think is an important thing, because one of our initial episodes was we spoke about food as a culture, right? But now the idea that we were trying to, you know, question the fact that my friends come here from Italy and I take them out to eat Chinese. And so the question was, don't we have our own cultures to really allow people to then experience? So I think that's a very, very important aspect that you've spoken about, our culture.
That's a very important, I mean, let's preserve our culture. Well, I guess when you go to Japan or even to Arabia, you will eat sitting on a floor mat. Right? When you come to Zimbabwe, how would we eat in a traditional setting?
Yeah.
I think these are really the salient points that sometimes we fail to bring out. When you are serving the people with food, what do you do if you are a girl or a woman? Would you not kneel and present the food to them? So these are some of those things that we really need to begin migrating back to, right? When you come before elders, would you stand or would you crouch or even sit down to speak to your elders? I mean, these are some of the cultural aspects that we have dismissed in favor of the Western or the English way of what? Of life. We would eat communally. That brings out that bond, that strong bond, instead of giving each one their separate plate to eat alone. We used to eat communal. And what does that teach you? It teaches you to share. Strengthens the bond between you and your sibling, right? And these are some of those values that we have lost out of this, what do we call it, cultural loss, where we have suffered some kind of culture loss. These are some of those things. The way we address each other, right? How do we address each other? I think the African way, umuntu omdala, is plural, right? I don't agree with those that say umuntu omdala is still singular. Because I think they were transposing the English grammar on our language.
All right.
So they made it sound like nxa ngibingelela umuntu omdala ngithi salibonani. But you have those language purists who will say, no, that is wrong grammar. Say sakubona angithi. Edge was also expressed in the way that we spoke. If someone that is younger than me, a child, comes to me and says, when? You see, I think it's there is so much confusion, right? And even those people that call themselves experts, they could be experts in the language in the Ben, but that language has lost the cultural aspect because it's the what do you call it? The English grammar and syntax that has been imposed onto our language, so that we are no longer ourselves. We no longer speak the way that the old people used to speak. Yes.
All right. Do you see an intersection or a, you know, a overlapping? You know, we will speak of this culture. I did mention certain cities. I like to give them as examples, really, not as milestones. But I look at the city of Durban and how, as a city, it has, you know, engaged its young people. You see all these murals, all these sculptures, all these, you know, how the culture, the young cultures also fused with who they are, of course, not really neglecting totally the cultures of the people of KwaZulu, right? But they managed to take the city and also allow it to express its youth. Look at other cities. For me, when I look at Bulawayo, for example, one of the examples that I'll give is I was sad when that building on 9th Avenue and is it 4th Street, when it was renovated and the old wooden frames of the windows were removed to put the aluminium frames. And I thought such buildings that we have in Bulawayo, like the City Hall, Trickle, they have a certain heritage, as much as you know, there is a certain type of architecture that is not necessarily African. I look at it as part of Bulawayo's heritage and history and the likes. And then when that building was renovated to be different, you know, you've got other buildings like Fidelity and Zimbabwe that are already built like that. That's fine. But these old buildings. So I think my question before I lose. Do you see a intersection or coming together, fusion of these, where we also vie to let, as much as we want the old to be preserved, to also have these new young cultures then expressing themselves through the city?
Yes. Well, I think that's a good question. Some kind of meeting.
Yes.
Yes. Where we are a cosmopolitan city.
Yes.
People of all cultures come into Bulawayo, from Shpinge, from Dare, from Cholocho, from Binge, from Plumtree, and sometimes from outside the country, from as far afield as Malawi, Zambia, Mozambique, Angola, and they are here, and they are all Africans, and we interact. And so there is that, it's in the intersection you meet everybody, because we are all in, you know. And it is important that we allow for that diffusion of cultures, because it is growth,
yes,
right? And there are also others that emerge, who you call what? The youth. They must also play in the intersection.
Yes.
But when you are playing in the intersection, you are saying, yes, I'm doing my own thing. Right? But you are also looking back and saying, how? That's what they were doing yesterday.
Yeah.
That's what the older generation is doing. And these things are kind of blended together so that some kind of unique contemporary culture is created. And that is important. The buildings that you're speaking of, it's important to preserve, particularly those that have historical significance.
Yes.
Let they be preserved.
Yes.
We do have quite a number of protected buildings in Bulawayo.
Okay.
The Grand Hotel, it was renovated. It was not supposed to change shape.
Yeah.
But when I look at it now, I'm not so sure that it is still the Grand Hotel.
I used to have an old painting of the Grand Hotel.
Okay.
Then you also have the CBZ building.
Yes.
All right. Corner of 8th Avenue and Jason Mahama.
Yes.
Well, it was renovated, but I guess when you are outside, I think the shape is still what? Intact.
Yeah, that's
right. And then there are quite a lot of others. Cape Cairo is another one.
All right.
Now, that's okay. Let's preserve, right? But I think at one point we may have to decide whether we want that Nando's to remain what it is. Because sometimes you preserve it too much to the detriment of its structural efficiency, right? Like the tragedy that happened at Nando's. It just means that we had enjoyed looking at the old architecture and forgot that there is decay with time.
Yes.
And so that unfortunate incident happened when this structure, this canopy, collapsed over people, and I think there was a death.
Yes, there was.
And that is tragic. And so, and then also for economic growth, we also want to grow economically. Sometimes a building that small in the middle of the CBD may seem to be quite a waste of space. If you can put a 100-story a 100-story building in the same site, right? Which will create a greater capacity accommodation-wise and probably change the city skyline. But these all come within the intersection is where or everyone is. Right? And so there must be, it must also be accommodative of change. They will of necessity need to be change. Then that change should reflect that we are accommodating everyone, the youth and the old, right? Because, for instance, music has absolutely changed. The music that I play in my car is the music that I enjoyed when I was your age. The music that my son plays is something else. You see, it's a, but we have to meet someone.
Yes.
And there are so many other aspects of it, right? So, whether it's buildings, whether it's there are some very, very important ones that we can say, this one,
no.
But there are others which we can say, but this one can what? Can go, right? But that fusion, that growth, that accommodation is important.
Interesting. When you look at South Africa, they have Maboneng, which is like a very arts and crafty place. So looking at Bulawayo being the cultural hub or the cultural capital of Zimbabwe, are we as young people, does this mean that young people can come and start saying, Mr. Mayor, we want to do graffiti on the City Hall, or we want to do graffiti at the National Gallery? They did graffiti then.
We did a project with the Americans some time ago. Yes, it might
work. Do I see it now?
Well, it's fading out.
I remember Majorjo, American ambassador came here, Charles Ray.
Yes.
And we went down there to commission that graffiti.
So do we have any other central spaces that
there are, can come for instance, through? When I watch TV, I see the
cooling towers,
power station towers. with very beautiful graffiti,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And I look at ours,
uh-huh.
Grey, bare, and barren.
So,
that opportunity is there.
Okay,
but it merely takes the initiative of the artist to have a vision and say, this is what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get permission to do it?
Yes. That was my question. Like, so do you think maybe artists themselves are not coming forward and saying, we have this idea, would love to do this?
Yes, I think, I don't know, I'm not blaming them, but perhaps I haven't seen them. Perhaps they are coming, perhaps they are knocking on certain doors and the doors aren't opening.
Okay.
But if they knocked on my door, mm-hmm. I really would listen to them and talk to them and say, hey guys, let's see so and so. I think this can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the fashion designers, the city of Blois has been very supportive in terms of, you find that other countries and South Africa and other countries, they have knowledge of the fashion that comes from Bulawayo. Mm-hmm. But how much have we also used other cultural ambassadors, such as musicians or sports persons that are from Bulawayo and they're traveling outside, they're constantly up and about?
If we have not, we have supported the fashion designers,
mm-hmm.
and I think we want to support everyone, musicians, fine art purveyors and artists, and so on. Again, it's it also takes the initiative of the artists themselves to initiate some of this dialogue, which will result into some kind of formal cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
We get small people doing small things, coming here and seeking memorandum of understanding, and we've signed quite a few. But we could also get, instead of these small people, we could also get groups,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Art ensembles, and others, to say, this is our dream, this is what we do, how we want to promote the image of the city, and so on. And usually we are amenable to those positive suggestions. Even the just the use of some people have come and said, we are doing this, we think that it will sell the name of the city of Bulawayo. Can we be allowed to use the city crest on our papers, and where we think it is beneficial, we have always allowed that. So we are quite accommodative, and I think for this particular question, probably I could say challenge the youth groups concerned to say, where you need the assistance of the city, come forward and let's talk.
That's
lovely. No, we really appreciate it. I mean, as you heard the mayor say, you need to come forward and be initiative also on these issues. So let's say I'm a young person, I'm listening, and I don't know where to go. Who do I go to when it comes to the city? Because the city is this huge white building.
The city,
we have no idea where to go.
The city, when you guys came to see the mayor, at least everyone knows that there is a mayor. So you can come and say, hey, can I see the mayor? And you come to my office.
Set an appointment first. So set an appointment.
Yeah, you can set an appointment. But when I have an open door policy, right? My PA is not going to shut you out completely. If you request, I have no appointment, but I want to see the mayor. And this issue that is really, I think, is pressing, and I want to discuss with him.
Mm-hmm.
She will always allow you in,
mm-hmm.
right? But I am saying, for those that don't know where to start, at least there is the mayor's office, right? And when you come here and say, no, that's really not the mayor's business, would you like to go down to public relations.
Yes.
Then I will direct you to the correct. People have come here. And then I said, no. Well, I hear you, right? Mm-hmm. But the person, the correct persons to see would be PR.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would take my phone, ring PR. PR, I'm sending so-and-so. They want to talk to you about ABCD. And so, I mean, we have many offices, perhaps 100 or so people are at City Hall. When you do not know where to go, come and ask. Just go into any other office and ask. I went to talk about bills. I have a problem with my bills. Who can I see? They will tell you where to go. Right? I want to engage the city on A, B, C, D. Who can I see? Even at the entrance, the man that is manning the entrance will be able to direct you to where to go. But others, they've said, no, I don't want to see anyone. I want to see the mayor. Then they come here. Right? I said, no, but this is not mayor. What business? This is public relations. What? Business.
Yeah.
Please, can you go down and see public relations?
Right.
If it's business, right, we have a city economic development officer who is Moyo. Moyo, I have someone here that wants to invest. Could you please talk to him and say, oh, by the way, what's your office number? My office is number 4. Please go down number 4 and talk to him.
All right.
And so on. Right. So the point I am making is, you don't have to be lost for who to see. Come to City Hall and say what assistance you are looking for. I think you will be directed appropriately to the person that will be of most use to you, to the issue that you are going about.
But thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate your time. And seeing that we're living in a modernized world, maybe you're on Twitter or Facebook, like our president is. A lot of young people would want to interact with you. Where do they interact with you?
I'm on Twitter, but they have no followers.
And he's the mayor of Ulawa, anyway.
Well, Facebook is better because I think I do get quite... occasionally, I will post something which, if I think it's important, on Twitter too, I will post a few things. I will follow others, but no one is following.
So yeah, please go look for the mayor of Bulawayo on Twitter. But also, if you'd like to know more about the city of Bulawayo, the Twitter handle is @cityofbulawayo. We'll take them and you guys can follow them back. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thank you very much, Nyabonga Lami. Thank you for the conversation. It has been wonderful talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Siyabonga.
Such an exciting conversation I had with the mayor, and Tswarelo, very exciting to have Tswarelo back because he hasn't been around for quite for the past shows. So you know what, I'll just give a few examples of you know, other countries that have done a lot in terms of using artists and sports persons to rather, you know, be ambassadors for their country. So we've got world famous singer Taylor Swift, who was named New York City's Global Welcome Ambassador for 2014 to 2015. So the announcement concurred closely with the release of her song Welcome to New York, which was used in the campaign's videos. So even people such as Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's Australian born, found himself named as honorary ambassador of tourism for Spain's capital city, Madrid, in 2014. He was smitten by the city many years before when he filmed Canon, the Barbarian, and the Switched on Folk at the Turismo Madrid. So the partnership is a potential boost in foreign visitors. So I'm just encouraging also our city to take note of this. We've got so many individuals such as the Black Confolosi, we've got the Calvins, the Clive Chigubu, the Heatstrix, the Peter Ndlovu, we've got Makosazo Ndlovu, Busisa Moyo, Mboma Hawks, Gilmore T. I mean, I could name everybody else that is doing a lot of work and that we could make use as ambassadors of the city and ambassadors of Zimbabwe, especially when they're often traveling. I mean, we can go on with the Rihanna from Barbados. She also has featured in a lot of commercials and helping to promote her country, Barbados. Usain Bolt is easily the most recognizable face from Jamaica. The Olympic athletics medals and broken Atlas medals and broken records helped net him a starring role in multiple TV commercials for Jamaica Tourism in 2010. So, you know, I just gave examples of people that the city could rather use as ambassadors. Not that I'm just saying these are the only people. There's other people that we do not know of that are doing incredibly well for Bulawayo and for Zimbabwe. We need to make sure we use them to carry brand Bulawayo, brand Harare, brand Gweru, brand Vic Falls, brand Chitungiza, brand Zimbabwe to the world. So yeah, thank you so much, Honorable Mayor of Bulawayo, Martin Moyo, for joining me on the Gilmore T Vibe. And for all of you that were listening and are at home, please make sure that you also interact with us on our social media platforms. The hashtag is GTEE Vibe, and I am at Gilmore TEE on Twitter, and the station is at Cliff Central. Come. I would love to hear from you and your views on what we were talking about and the conversation we had with the mayor of Bulawayo. Please don't you go anywhere, because we'll be back with 5 minutes. We'll be back with MTV Sugar, a drama series that explores on how people from across the African continent are getting exposed to HIV/AIDS. So here is 5 minutes with Sugar.
My mother died 6 months ago. My little brother, Limo, and I have no choice but to keep going. But life is hard.
Oh, no. I'ma bring food from work, yeah?
Lasagna?
I will try.
I miss Mama.
I miss Mama, too, but it's just the two of us now. And then I'm gonna try and make things better.
Everything is a struggle. I have to juggle school, work, and Limo every day. Most grown-ups couldn't handle it, and I'm just a 17-year-old girl. But I buckle down and do what needs to be done. Sometimes you just have to take a chance and pray it works out.
Apologies for the delay, gents. Give me a few minutes and I'll have you sorted. We're a bit short-staffed.
This is bad service, man.
Good evening, gentlemen. I do apologize for the wait. May I recommend to you our watermelon tequila cocktail? It's pureed watermelon chunks with silver tequila, sugar syrup, blueberries, mint, and our very own fresh lime juice. Oh, it is refreshing.
Finally, some proper service.
Please bring it to the table.
Coming right up.
Kitchen girly. Clean up good.
So you'll give me a shot?
I'm in need of a hostess tonight, so yeah, I will give you a shot. But you messed this up and it's over.
I won't. I promise you I won't. Thank you so much, Mr. Akin.
Don't thank me just yet. Let's see how it goes.
I have my eye on the prize. I will make my mother proud, no matter what. People are always like, Ipeleng, you are so responsible. Ipeleng, you always do the right thing. Don't you ever have fun? But the truth is, I don't have a choice. I have a brother to raise. My boyfriend, Ukyu, really doesn't get it.
Ntwana, we're going to be late for home class. Can't you do the washing later?
No, bro, I can't. This thing is pee on it. The longer I leave it, the worse it smells.
Your little brother peed again.
There's a mistake.
There must be something wrong with him.
Okay, please just hang us outside.
Whoa, that's personal.
Okay, if you're not going to help, then, like, go to school.
Well, you're going to come watch me play, though, later, right?
Okay, I'm sorry, Ukyu, but I have actual life things to sort out.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I'm not an actual life thing for you.
And Q was right. I don't have time for him anymore. Everyone thinks that he's just a jock. But I see the sensitive guy underneath. I know that he loves me. But I also know that this is too much for him. So I do the right thing and I break up with him. But I have bigger fish to fry. I have to hand in my science project. There's a 10 grand first prize, and I could do so much with that money. I work on it every chance I get. The morning of the deadline arrives, and I go to wake Limo up for school.
Limo, come on.
It's too early.
Why are you so weird? Oh my gosh, you are burning out. Dude. No. I have to take you to the clinic. Stop.
I didn't make the deadline. All that work. I am so disappointed, but I choose to count my blessings instead. Limo is healthy again. That's all that matters. One day I'm busy tidying Limo's room and I find a whole stack of official-looking letters. They're from the bank. I have what 2 weeks to come up with 2,000 rand or we'll be evicted. Why would Ulemo hide these letters?
Lem. Why were these in your room?
I didn't want you to see them.
Ngobani?
I didn't want you to die.
What are you talking about?
When Mama got those letters, she went away.
Which letters? You mean the ones from the hospital? Lemo. I am not going anywhere.
I can't be mad at him. The bedwetting, hiding the letters. He hasn't come to terms with Mama's death yet. My heart breaks for him. It breaks for both of us. I decide to ask my boss, Rakim, for help. Time is running out. I have to save our home.
So you see, a lot has been happening at home.
I see.
And if I don't come up with 2,000 rand in the next couple of days, my brother and I are going to be homeless. So I was hoping that you could give me an advance.
You know what? I'll do you one better. I'm going to lend you the money and I'll even pay you your wages. Because I like you. You're a hard worker.
I've been in your situation before.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think, you know, coming to you was very hard for me. But
the truth is, this is also the real world, girly. You know, lots of ways to make money.
Yeah, I know, but with school and then looking after my brother, you know, there's no time.
It's easy to make fast money, you believe. It's not going to require too much effort.
You can make an extra K right now. Easy. All you need to do is just show me what you got.
No thanks.
I can't believe it, Rakim. These so-called letters are everywhere. Well, I am not that girl and never will be. I take a second job and keep it moving. I make the money myself and I save our home. But if I'm being honest, I don't know how much more I can take. It's the last day of term and everyone is going on about the turn up tonight. I wish I could just be a kid for one night, but there is so much to do. Oh, I almost forgot I have a meeting with my science teacher, Mr. Villagas.
You better? Nendawa friend. I managed to secure a scholarship to university. I spoke to a few corporations and eGravity Technology agreed on sponsoring. For as long as our grades wako remain above 80%. You think you can manage that?
Yes, I can. Oh my gosh, sir, that's incredible. Why me?
You're a top science student. You deserve it.
Thank you so much, Sonia Bong.
OMG, is this really happening? I feel like I can breathe for the first time in ages. And you know what? I did go to the turn up that night. I know I still have many challenges ahead of me, but if I work hard, nothing can stop me. My name is Ipeleng Matulu, and I am a survivor.
So that was the last episode of MTV Sugar. It's been such a journey to just have this drama series run on the Gilmore TV on Clip Central. And by the way, MTV Sugar Niger is already playing on MTV Base South and MTV Base West and Silverbed. So make sure you go on social media platforms and check out which days and times the show is running. And for those that have been following the show and love the show from Zimbabwe, we'll be back on your screens at Stair Kineko. Possibly end of May, June, somewhere there. But I'll be letting you know when the shows will be airing on Stair Kineko Zimbabwe, which is an incredible partnership that I've created with the movie cinemas. Maybe just to touch a little bit on what happened in the past week, we had the passing of Winnie Mandela. May her soul rest in peace. And in sports, Zimbabwe cricket fired history, Graham Cremer, and a whole lot of people because apparently Zimbabwe didn't perform well when they moved from Bulawayo and went to Harare for the International Cricket Council Cricket World Cup qualifiers, where they played West Indies and lost because his streak and his people changed the people that made the team win when they played in Bulawayo. And when they played with the United Arab Emirates, we also lost, which was an embarrassing thing for Zimbabwe. Looking at the support that the team had, all people from across the country had gone to support. It was packed at the Harare Sports Club. I was there and I was seeing it happening, and it was such a sad story. So Moving right along, I hope they'll be able to resolve this and make sure that Zim Cricket is back on its feet, because we want it to be back on its feet. And in politics, the president keeps signing deals with China. What does this mean for Zimbabwe? And are we not at the verge of being colonized again by China this time? I'm really scared of how we keep signing deals with China. And in other news, according to the Chronicle, tragedy struck Plumtree High School on Tuesday night when a double-story hostel was reduced to a shell in a fire that also destroyed property worth tens of thousands of dollars. School authorities suspect the fire was deliberately started shortly after 9 p.m. to conceal theft at the hostels. But this is a weird thing, because people are on holiday right now, so I wonder who's actually there. Or maybe the person was trying to steal, or who set the fire knew that the people were not there, which is something that we can be grateful for, because we could have lost lives. But I'm not also grateful with the fact that Plumtree has lost, you know, had buildings being damaged. But hey, that's the news from Zimbabwe. I mean, there's so much more news, but hey, this is what we had for you this week here on the Gilmore Tea Vibe. Such an exciting time, and thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to having you again next week on Friday, 1 p.m. Please make sure you tell all your friends that the Gilmore Tea Vibe is live on Friday, 1 p.m. on Cliff Central, the website being www.cliffcentral.com. So until next week, may you have a great weekend, and please stay safe. And if you're going to have sex with anybody, make sure you are protected all the time. The name is Gilmore Tea, the Global Citizen. And remember, the hashtag is GTEE5. Let's talk Zim, and let's have a great weekend. Cheers, guys.